Hey guys, Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing the Warped Maestro del Tiempo, which means Master of Time. As you can see, I'm already smoking it. Unfortunately, due to a technical issue, my intro got deleted, so you missed the exciting part of me nosing the cigar, lighting the cigar, talking about the first initial draw, so I'll try to recap. Maestro del Tiempo is another warped out of the Tapsa factory, the Casa Fernandez factory out of Nicaragua. I'm smoking the 5712, which is the 4.5x52 Petit Gran Robusto, great size. A little bit about the blends, using a Nicaraguan Jalapa Corojo 99, using a Nicaraguan Corojo 98 for the filler and a Corojo 99 for the filler. Binder's Nicaraguan, but what sets this apart is it uses medio tiempo tobacco, which is very hard to come by. Typically, you only get one or two leaves off of very few plants. As a result, the production of it is quite limited. So by the very nature that this tobacco is tough to come by, production is going to be a bit limited. No sense of MSRP on this bad boy. I can tell you when I nosed it, I got a lot of leather and some aged like barn wood off the wrapper. Out of the foot, I got some sort of rich sweetness. And the initial draw just completely blew me away. The draw was perfect and the flavor profile was just immense. It was beyond description. It took me probably a minute to kind of collect my words because the initial draw was just so intense. Just a ton of very layered, complex sweetness with lots of baking spices, chasing pepper, tons going on. So I'm going to do a retrohale here and see what's going on the retrohale. Same thing on the retrohale. I mean, it's like a rich, spicy, spice dessert. Unbelievable start. So we've got a lot of cigar to go here. Even though it's only 4.5, that 52 ring gauge is going to mean a fairly long smoking time. So we'll check back in and see how this progresses. Just passing the 12-minute mark on the Maestro del Tiempo. The flavor profile, the best way I could describe it would be if you had a chocolate souffle that had some rich spices to it, like cinnamon, nutmeg, just a lot going on. And that's the best I can put my finger on. It's so rich. It's so rich on the draw. It's so rich on the retrohale. If the rest of the cigar is like this, this is going to be another cigar candidate of the year. Because it's outstanding. So at the 20-minute mark, and really more of the same flavors, which is a really good thing. It's just this unbelievable rich combination of intense layered sweetness, chocolate souffle, baking spices, and I mean just super intense on the draw, and even more so on the retrohale. Again, you're just getting so much more on the retrohale here. This is a phenomenal cigar, and I sincerely hope that the rest of the cigar smokes like the first third. Coming up on the half-hour mark, and there's a sweet cedar coming into the mix here, just adding to the complexity that's already here. I mean, it's, again, just outstanding start. Probably have another 15, maybe 20 minutes before I get into the middle third here, and it'll be interesting to see how this cigar transitions and what other flavors come to the surface. Coming up on the 40-minute mark and getting into the middle third on the Maestro del Tiempo, the flavor profile has been fairly consistent. Going into the middle third here, I'm getting a little bit of citrus quality, not citrus with a bitter component, but a sweet citrus. The post-draw is really dominated by that chocolate, so it starts out really flavorful on the draw, and then it's very subtle but mouth-coating on the post-draw. I'm excited to see what happens in the middle third and see if there's anything else that comes to the surface. 50-minute mark, and most of the way through the middle third here, the profile has remained pretty consistent, which is not a bad thing. This is an outstanding cigar, very rich, very flavorful. It's been very consistent from the start until now. Flavor profile isn't going all over the map. There hasn't been a lot of evolution, but again, that's not a bad thing because it started out phenomenal and stayed phenomenal. So I'm excited to see where the cigar goes in the last third and see if the last third smokes as well as the first and the middle third did. If it does, I think this is going to land in the probably in the box buy category because it's just outrageously tasty. Middle third starting to wind down and heading towards the last third. That citrusy component that I was picking up sort of at the beginning of the middle third is picking up as it moves towards the last third, and it's kind of an orangey citrus without the bitter component, so it's like a sweet orange, very subtle, light, maybe pushing it to call it light plus, but it again just adds to the complexity that's here. And the retrohale is still that just rich, nuanced chocolate, spices. Spices have kind of fallen into the background, but they're still there and just enhancing the whole experience. passing the hour and 10 minute mark, and more of the same going to the last third. The citrus kind of comes and goes, so I was really picking it up as we got into the last third, but it's kind of dropped off. Really can't detect the spices on the retrohale anymore. There's a little bit of sweet cedar coming through at the end of the draw and kind of lingers a little bit on the post draw. Wrapping up the review of the Warped Maestro del Tiempo, absolutely outstanding cigar. I think this cigar is going to have broad appeal for everyone who's looking for something in the medium category with a lot of body to it. I think this is going to be approachable for most cigar smokers. I certainly enjoyed the heck out of it. If you enjoyed our review, give us an up thumbs, up arrow, up vote. Give us a comment on the YouTube page and make sure to check out the group review at CigarFederation.com. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.